Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Mom?
Dad?
You think if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
Your pumpkin face. Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer.
And go to 4parents.gov.
For help on how to talk about sex.
This is important.
Tell me to wait to have sex.
And don't worry.
I'll always be your muffin head.
Your cuddle bug.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
It has been a few months since you made your New Year's resolution. Are you still on track with accomplishing them? Or have they already faded into the regular day-to-day activities? Even if you didn't make New Year's resolution, we all have dreams. Dreams we hold so close to our hearts, but somehow it just doesn't seem to materialize. Why does this happen? It is due to the program that's known as, get this, I am not good enough. Well, where did you get that from? This belief was passed down to you in your DNA from your grandparents, your great-grandparents, your ancestors. What can be done to change this, I hear you ask? It's genetic voice printing. Genetic voice printing is a cutting-edge technology that allows you to connect with your subconscious mind, get this, with your subconscious mind while you're awake, and consciously delete the not good enough programming. Fascinating. For more information and a free consultation, visit geneticvoiceprint.com. That's geneticvoiceprint.com or call 404-808-8150. That's 404-808-8150.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Wow.
Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Have you forgiven? If not, why not? And if you have, do you feel your body being light? You want to float away? You feel in a sense of love like no other? You just feel in a sense of goodness? Oh, there's some more things you're working through. Have you forgiven? If you haven't, you better hang up and go forgive now and come back to the altar of your spirit guides and in anticipation of pushing the apply button, because you got to let it go. You got to let it go. State of man, they're reminding us what happens when you forgive. You let it go. I have forgiven. If you want to find out more about State of Man, you can go to their website, stateofmanmusic.com. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. Ooh, I love it when I just make life work for me no matter what, because that's what it's about. I am the solution. I am the answer. Nothing can hinder my growth, my performance, my existence. I am. And because I am, you are. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to, tuned into Spiritual Tag Team with Psychic Betty Piggies, even better, with Life Coach Ade and Life Coach Ade. Okay, get it together now. So much for all that stuff you talked about. Now you're all stumbling over yourself. But all is well because I have forgiven. I have forgiven. And all is truly well. Actually, I want to do this. So, Betty Piggies is in the house, kind of in the house. Technology is just interesting. Yeah, let's see. I can't talk and type sometimes. I can, but sometimes I don't. I can't do it. So I can't say that out loud. I can, really, because there's nothing to hide. Someone talking to me in private. What is it called? Private chat. I have lots of energy rushing through me. I can't even get my thoughts right. Okay, so let's do it this way. We're going to do a daily inspiration right now. And we'll do an announcement. And so we keep this thing rolling. I have to open several browsers, so I'm having to work differently here. But all together with me, just take a breath so we can be all aligned and bring ourselves to the center and recognize that all is truly well. All is truly well. Yeah, it is well. It is well. Let's turn this down. Let's turn that down. There you go. Let's have that in the background. If she gets in the way, then I might have to just tell Karen to hold on a little minute. All is well. Okay, let me turn it down a little bit more right now because I want to do this, but I'm going to have that in the background in a minute. Today's inspiration comes from dailyword.com. Dailyword.com. Faith is the theme. All things work together for good. Is the affirmation, and we're going to explain that, and here's something to help you embody it more, embody the whole affirmation, all things work together for good. Awakening early in the morning, I see the soft light of dawn announcing the rise of the sun. I have faith that every morning the sun will greet me, erasing the darkness of night with brilliant light and warmth. When challenged by the darkness of fear or unknowing, I focus my faith on the light and warmth of spirit. I feel and experience spirit's presence, finding myself peaceful and calm, where moments earlier I was uneased. I have faith that I am always provided for, always loved. Just as day follows night, a dawning awareness comes to me. All things work together for good in my life. With positive anticipation and faith, I move forward into this day. All is truly well. All is truly well. That's from dailyword.com. Find out if you want to print that, copy that, put it in front of you, repeat it to yourself. Dailyword.com, Unity School of Christianity. And now we get ready to bring you. See, I'm having to do 10,000 browsers. Speaking of 10,000 browsers, let me just give you this. Let me just remind you about this now. No matter what, all is well. This is Karen Drucker underneath me. Tamara likes me saying that. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Now, I'm going to bring Betty on, but when we start doing the reading, the phone calls take priority. If you got a question, you call in and we'll answer it. Now, just in case you're in a place where you can't call in, we may get to your question in the chat. Do not, I repeat, in the name of love and compassion, do not, it sounds like it's compassion, do not send me private questions. Do not be compassionate at this. Do not send private questions. Betty, call in 347-426-3346 and press 1 on your keypad. Now, if for whatever reason you have this question that you just have to ask and you can't help it, and you really want to answer, then you can ask a question in chat. We're not guaranteed we're going to get to it. However, when you do ask in the chat room, make sure. Okay, alright. Let's try this approach. Nothing is going to stop this party. So I'm breaking in and out. Let's try this. I think I sound better, right? Yeah, I sound better now. I can just feel that I sound better. But if you must ask your question in the chat room, make sure you put it in red font. And I'll try to get to it. Okay? So we're clear. Let me bring my co-host, my co-producer on. Betty Piggies. I'm trusting this is you. She's calling from Skype. Hey, Betty.
Hello, hello.
Good, good, good.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Am I still breaking in and out? Can you hear me now?
Sometimes. Maybe we need to ask someone in the chat room how we sound.
Okay. How do we sound? We know all is well, but how do we sound? Okay, I got it. All right.
Let's go on, no one.
Hold on one second.
Thanks, Tamara.
All is well.
Validation, confirmation, I should say.
Say that again, Betty.
Oh, I was thanking Tamara for mentioning that we both sound clear.
Good.
And
yeah, we need to be clear.
We both sound well. All is well.
Right, indeed. Yes, indeed, I am safe. All is well. I can rest. Next time we'll play that in the whole entirety. That's Karen Drucker. You can find out more about Karen Drucker by going to her website, KarenDrucker.com. KarenDrucker.com. All is well. I am safe. I can rest. All is well. Betty, my co-host, my co-producer, how are you doing this very moment in time?
You know, I'm doing great. I'm sort of just chilling today, which is the theme of this show is sort of taking it easy today and not taking life too seriously. You know, everyone who's going to call in, I know you may have things on your mind, you might be going through things, but it seems like today I just kept getting messages from all over, people on Facebook, you know, me and Ade talking, how we just, you know, want to just take it easy today. So if you're stressed or tense or out of sorts, believe me, we're going to try to force a chill pill down your throat today.
Oh, that should be fun. Can you imagine just the image of forcing down a chill pill? You are going to take this. Swallow. Oh, God. And they'll be looking at her saying, why don't you chill while you're putting that down my throat? Okay, wait. Let me test my own medicine. Yeah, it is that energy. And as we get ready to take the call, we want to just share some things with you. You know, we're laughing and we're serious. But it's more important to laugh and relax and have fun. There's so much going on an energetic level. I mean, not just energetic. We're seeing in our lives, in our relationship with our children at work, or maybe we're looking for work. There's so much going on. It's so important, you know, to just chill and relax. You know, Betty and I were talking earlier before the show. It's this whole thing. It's like we need to ask ourselves if we just went with the flow. If you can find the flow, but when you do find the flow, if you just go with the flow in your life, how would your life be different? You know, here's another way to augment that question. What do you think would happen if you just stop tripping, and just decide to be present, to breathe, to relax, and embrace all that is showing up in your life, even if it looks like what's going on is not what you desire? What are you afraid would happen if you just say, you know, I'm going to stop pushing, I'm going to surrender? Because we have two choices in life, two choices. Here it is. I want you to hear this. We're either resisting or we're surrendering. That's the only choices we have. Two choices. Resistance or surrender. What are you going to choose? So that's where we're coming from today.
To be in the now.
I hear that.
You know what I want to say is, when you call in with your question, I want you for a moment to just be in the now moment when you hear your answer. Your guides and your angels are always talking to you in the present, in the now. So when you ask the question, try not to project yourself into your future or your past in anticipation of what you may hear, or what you think you may want to hear. So just be in the moment. Don't be either here or there. Just sort of listen to the answer, what comes at you. And, you know, think about it. Take it with you and relax with it throughout the day. Yeah. You know, Ade posed a great question. You know, what if we were to just relax? So I want to ask you, what if you, for today, try just to be, you know, go about your day, you know, doing what you're doing, working. But if you're eating, try to be with the food. If you are talking to someone, try to be with them in the now. Don't project yourself into a future or in the past as you're holding a conversation. Often when we are looking at our problems and our situations, are the people who are going to call in with questions. Not often, but always, you're in your present or in your future or your past with it. So today, bring on the questions. Your guides, angels, higher self, whichever directs me will answer that. But the answer is always going to take place in this now moment. And not the answer will come from a future question or a past one. So we're going to always try to bring it. That's our intent, always keeping you in that moment. So today, let's all sort of relax, shake off, know that we're always where we're supposed to be, and hopefully it is my intent that your guides and angels can show you just that.
Indeed, indeed. All is truly well, Glowing Gooch, silent listeners, Just Cece, Wally Moon, Nikolai, Tamara Joy, lots of people on the phone line. Make sure you press one on your keypad. Make sure you press one on your keypad. This is Spiritual Tag Team Show, where we're taking your questions. Betty Pegues will download Heaven on Earth. And if you still don't know how to push the apply button, Life Coach Ade's got you. So let's do it. Let's ready, Betty. You ready to do this?
I am ready. Let's get this party started.
And let's get this party. Don't do it. Don't make me sing. You can ask questions in the chat room, but it's the phone call that takes priority, because we want people to call in. If you must ask questions in the chat room, make sure you put it in a red font. If you don't put in red fonts, I don't see it, because I'm trying to chill as well. There's a lot of things going on here in my head all over. So I want to sound like, you know, I'm just chilled. So make it easy on me. Red font, and we'll try best I can. See, that's a laugh that says I understand. So anyway, let's take the first call. This is a 310 area code. What's your name and where are you? You, yes, you calling from.
Hi, Hi, my name is Alicia, and I'm calling from Los Angeles, California.
Hey, Alicia.
Hello, Alicia.
Hi.
So what can we do for you today? What's your question?
My question is, I would like to know when things get more stable for me. And what I mean by that is I relocated to Los Angeles 7 months ago, and things have been a little tough for me.
Mm-hmm.
I have, in
now,
the midst of things, I haven't been blessed.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
Challenge. I said, in the midst of my relocation, it has been tough, but at the same time, I have been blessed, but I have been stretched beyond measure, and I'm exhausted.
Yes, yes, I can truly see that. But you know what, Alicia, did I pronounce your name correctly?
Alicia.
Alicia. One of the things is, you know, when you moved from into Las Vegas, you really, it was a tough move for you. You know, you were going into better things, but it was a tough move. You probably had to give up some things that let go of some things that was, and in the process, getting into Las Vegas, you sort of, you're
Angeles.
Very strong.
Los Angeles.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Los
yeah,
Angeles.
It was a cross-country move. I moved from Atlanta to Los Angeles.
Okay, so what happened is, during that process of going from one place to another, you know, some of your strengths were sort of taken away. You were going with a positive attitude, but you sort of let some of your power down a little bit. What your guides are saying is that, you know, here things are about to look better for you. They are. They are. Things are about to improve, and they're actually happening. How can I put it? Things are happening that you're not aware of. Is what they're trying to say. But the thing is they want you to have just a little more patience. Things are happening in the background. You will start seeing an improvement. But what you want to be careful of during this process is not put out so much disparity energy that you actually halt what is coming to you. Okay, I know things might seem a little tough right now, and actually coming into July, in June, you're going to see a big shift and a nice improvement in things are coming. Don't get a little discontent right now. You did make the right move, they're saying, but things are about to look up for you. Things are going to get a little bit more stable in your home. And are you working right now?
No, I'm not, and I know I'm waiting on a couple of projects to come to fruition and that I'm a part of, and we're just waiting and waiting, you know. Yeah, my patience is just, I'm at my wit's end.
This is an emotional time for you, and this is where you have to regain your strength and your power, because things are happening. You do have these projects going on, but what you are not aware of is that there are some things that need to take place, maybe not in the time frame that you would like, but you're about to see that shift. You're about to see it come. So you really, you know, a little more patience. Try to, you know, put that energy out there. And because what's happening is you're saying, you know, I'm a little distraught, or I'm a little,
what I think is, you know, I've encountered a couple of negative people here, and, you know, including my current roommate, and, you know, I just want that space that I can call my own, that I'm accustomed to. And I
you said you want that place you can call your own, and what?
If I had my own space, my own place, you know, things would be a whole lot better because I'll have control of my environment.
Okay. It's kind of what Betty's saying, and what I'm feeling and sensing is, you know, because you said, one of the things that you said, I am exhausted. Exhausted means you're putting a lot of energy out. You're working hard. You're just busting butt. You know, it's like, I got to make this happen. And you also said you're challenged and blessed. So there's some blessings that are happening. And I can speak for myself, and you may be in that space where when I've relocated, when I've moved somewhere else, I go with the expectation and anticipation of things turning out a certain kind of way, and I can't wait for it to happen. And then sometimes there's a tendency for us to get there and say, okay, where's the good thing that's going to happen? Where is it happening? Where is it happening? Ouch, that wasn't supposed to happen. I relocated. But really bring yourself back. You said you're exhausted. That means you don't even have any strength to keep fighting anymore. So give up the fight. The whole thing about surrender and resisting. Exhaustion comes from when you're resisting. You know, it's like someone trying to pull you and say, come along, and you're holding on to something. They say, come on. And you're holding on. Time to surrender. Folks, work on yourself, as Betty was saying, work to find yourself, to get your, not yourself, your state of mind, yes, your state of mind to a place where you focus more on the blessing. Bless your roommate. Be grateful that you have a roommate now, that you didn't relocate and now you have to be out there looking for another place to stay tonight. Look for the good in the challenge and understand that until it's time, the things that you desire ain't going to happen. Because sometimes we want things to happen right here, right now. But you got to understand that you have to be in perfect alignment for what you're waiting on. But it would not come a day too late or a day too soon. Surrender, relax, trust the process.
It is coming. Ultimately, what the guys are saying, things are shifting for you. You will feel that shift in the next couple of months coming up. Just have a little patience. You know, don't get too discontent of what you are perceiving as a setback, because it actually isn't. Things are will improve. You will feel the stability to move forward the way you want. Okay.
So it's time to focus on the good and ignore the negative, because the negative actually is a birthing that's happening. Bless the negative as well as the good. All right, Alicia, thank you very much for calling, and I know that everything is working together for your good right now. Let's take another call, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Let's move it right along. Hello, Celeste, how are you doing?
I'm fine. Hi, buddy. Hi, Dave.
Where are you? Are you underground somewhere?
You know,
are you
in a hotel? I was afraid of. Wait a minute, give me a sec.
Say that again?
Can you hear me?
In the car garage.
Oh, yeah, that's better.
Yes.
That's better.
Is that better? Okay. I wasn't expecting it to come up so fast. But I wanted to say hello. And Betty, I saw that you would pull cards. And I was wondering if you could pull a card for me today.
Okay, which do you want? Do you want a guide card or an angel card?
Angel card, please.
Okay, so Celeste, let me sort of pick up your energy right now. Card. Okay, Celeste, I got, actually for you, my friend, I'm going to pull two cards. The first card I got is relationship harmony. This card usually comes up when there are things you're trying to still deal with someone. And relationship harmony don't necessarily always mean a person. It could be a relationship harmony with what you're trying to do. Mm-hmm. Or it could be a person. But what the Archangel Raguel is coming in to help you bring some harmony. And what that is the angel is not
coming
in.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you say that again? Because I missed the angel. I'm sorry. Can you say which angel? Because I missed it.
Raguel.
Okay,
R-A-G-U-E-L.
Okay. I appreciate that.
And yes, and what's coming is a way to, it's almost like saying, you know, I'm going to calm everybody down or the situation down so everybody can see it clearly so that things can be communicated more effectively. Like I say, whether it's doing what you want to do or working with someone else. But he's saying, and he's working really hard with you, he's saying he wants you to start noticing the physical and emotional feelings that trying to send to you, because they're divinely sent. And so it's like, just tell her, just make sure that they're going to be reoccurring. So this is something you're going to keep feeling over and over again. And that's
wonderful.
Yeah,
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay,
Liz.
So
thank you
get
thank
that?
You, thank you.
All right.
Yeah, I think, Betty, you finished?
Yes.
Okay, good. Celeste, you got that?
I'm hearing a lot in the background, so she's still there?
Right. Yeah, I know. It's hard. It's usually not this loud, but I will go back and listen. And, Ade, if you have anything you'd like to add to that, I'm very open to hearing that as well.
You got it. I'm actually, no, I don't have anything to add because you got it. I don't have
Thank
anything
you.
To add. You're very welcome,
I appreciate
Celeste.
It. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. You're listening to Spiritual Tag Team with Psychic Betty Piggies and Life Coach Ade. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. And for those of you who want to know how to change the font in the chat room, if you click the T, there's a letter T next to where it says All Users. Click that. You can choose the color. You can do all kind of different things. But let me see. Yeah, that's what you do. Yeah. And you see a box at the right. Just click that and ask your questions in red. And that makes it easier. Let's move on. Let's go here. Glenda, Glenda, how are you?
Hello, what? Hello. How are you?
Okay.
Hi, Betty.
Pretty
Hi,
good.
Ade. How are you both doing today?
Very well.
Okay. All right, here's my question.
hold on one second, Glenda. Hold on one second. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what is going on. The guys, Betty, did you hear that echo? Because I'm hearing echo, and it's crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Echo, okay. Someone said. I don't hear anything on my...
Okay.
So...
Cool. All right, let's go back. Okay, Glenda, you're on.
Okay. I would like to know, what should I focus on to increase my money? I am working, but I don't want to increase my hours. I actually want to decrease my hours. And I guess I'm just asking today, like, what direction or what area should I focus on to do that?
Okay, one of the things they want to focus on is that your awareness that that's exactly what's going to happen to you. You know, it's not the question of saying, you know, what they're saying. It's not the question of saying, what should I do to increase my awareness? They're saying,
okay, say that again, Betty.
That.
Hold up, Betty, you're going in and out a little bit.
Yes. So start over.
Okay. What they want you to focus on is your awareness of your ability to create what you're trying to create as far as increasing your money. You know, thing is, it's not that we cannot get the things we want, is are we sending out the intention to do that and then holding on to that? So they want you to send out the intention, that's exactly what's going to happen to you, because what's going to happen is you're about to meet somebody or somebody's going to come in. It's going to be more like a partnership. Someone's going to help you. This is going to allow you to increase, but at the same time, not do as much. Now you got someone coming in saying, hey, I'm doing half of this, or I'm going to do this. So there's a good partnership coming in for you. However, they want you to send that intention out. You know, they want you to say, you know, this is what I intend now. I intend to work to put this much, you know, energy or whatever. Yeah.
Say that, Betty, repeat yourself again, because that you went out again. I don't know what in the world is going on today. But we'll trust the process. All is well. Repeat the last thing you just said.
All right. So what they want you to do is send out intention of exactly what it is with it. Because actually, the energy is around. There is someone who wants to come in, more or less, like a helper.
I know this person already? Do I know this person that's going to be the target?
Wow.
Ooh. Strange noises. No.
The spirit guys are all excited. All this energy.
That's what
I
think.
Take it.
Do I know this person already, or is this someone new?
I'm getting that you probably know this person.
Okay,
but this is going to cause a nice balance for you, as long as you keep it that way. This is increased too. So yes, the increasing part is coming. The energy is there. They need you now to set out an intention and be aware that it's already happening. This is already happening. You know, and so send out that intention
Did you just say it sounds like it's already happened, that she's already met the person? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. So
answer me this. Am I sounding echoey? Am I going in and out?
You're going in and out. You're speaking spirit language. These other voices that are talking too.
Okay, so I'm going to do something different, Ade.
Okay.
Okay,
good. Okay, they're taking it away now. Yeah, come back to us. She's like, I still want to talk. They're like, come here. We want you on this side. So you be clear. But you're listening to Spiritual Tag Team with Betty Pegues and Life Coach Ade. So, Glenda, the only thing I would say to that is the part that I really did hear there was, you know, the whole thing that it's happened. The idea, here's the thing that I want to say, is the idea that, or let me put it this way, when we have the nudge to do something differently, it is your soul reminding you that you can cut down your hours and make more money. It can happen. And understand that you don't focus completely on, where's the money going to come from? Where's the money going to come from? Because when you do that, you become very, you send too much resistant energy in that direction. Then you won't see it. But just let it go. Allow the less hours to show up. And then allow the abundance. Material wealth is one thing, but total abundance, health, mind, body, spirit, wellness, friendship, harmony. So just say, yes, I am ready to receive. All right, my sister?
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay, let's see here, Betty. Let's see if the spirit guides have finished having a conversation with Betty. Betty, are you still talking to the spirit guides, or are y'all still in the boardroom? I think they're still in the boardroom. Yeah, y'all still in the boardroom. We can't hear you. Okay, you need to tell your angels to leave you alone, that you got to be on this planet. Anyway, let's take a quick break. I'm going to take a break. And before I take the break, I see the question in the chat room. And Nikolai, yeah, that's how you say it. I think that's how I'm saying it. Okay, good. All right, good. Got you, Betty. Okay, good. She's working some things out. We're going to take a quick break. But I see your question in the chat room. You said, someone I love very much reconnected with me, and we realize we still love each other. But he has some decisions to make because he jumped into another relationship right away. I know I have to have faith and trust, but I just want to know if he is really weighing it out and seriously thinking about all we talked about. Now, before I even allow Betty to answer that, and before I answer that question, I remember the conversation we had last week. And in a way, really, what I'm going to do is something different. I'm actually going to throw it back to you. Based on the question you asked last week, based on what you told me when we were chatting in a private chat that we're not doing today, you told me some things. You need to really be honest with yourself, with where you are, before you start thinking about where he is, because I see similarities in this question. So that's my answer right now. My answer is the question. You need to have faith and trust where you are and ask yourself, are you really weighing out seriously what you, Betty, and your guides talked about last week before you involve somebody else in this dynamic? Because here's the thing. He said he wasn't going to answer the question, but here he goes. Well, I got to allow. Thank you, Compassion. I got to allow. I know you're talking about something else, but I'm not going to allow it. Here's the thing. We talk about love being the most powerful force in the universe, and is that. It is powerful. It is full of power. And love is not this emotional kind of, oh, he loves me. Oh, she makes me feel, oh, man, girl, I've never, you know, it's none of that. Love is far more powerful than that. And if you don't take care of your ish, before you allow love into your world, love will highlight all your, I want to say the right word, I just, love will allow all your shift to show up. And when your shift show up, can you handle it? Because it can be pretty smelly. So you just ask yourself, if you're weighing, using your words, and thinking about everything that you and I talked about and what Betty shared with you last week, before you jump into a relationship. because it's so similar to what you said last week. I'm going to take a break because I'm about to explode. Woo, I can't have all this energy run through me like this. Yes, I can. I'm allowing it. Thank you again, compassionate renegade. Tazima, I got it, I think.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Have courage, make that move. Be the love that you're looking for, and we are daring you
life
to live
Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Mr. P is so rude. He just comes step all over me while I'm talking. Ah, those British people, they're so rude. No manners. it's all right to laugh, okay? Just stop being serious. Relax.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
It is.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Life Conversations Radio. Giving a voice back to the community.
To the community. To the community. To the community. To the community. Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
We're back. We didn't go nowhere. Betty's back. I'm back. The spiritual guys are all chilling out now. They're just so eager to just share stuff with us. And Betty's back in the house, loud and clear. She's out of the boardroom. They had to have a power. I'm like, wait. Let's tell you something here. But it's funny. I thought someone has a statement in the chat room, and I actually thought it was Nikolai still responding. But I don't know if I even want to read that out. See, you need to call in because I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know if you're joking or serious. And Nikolai, you said something. Let's see. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take another call, go into the 857 area code. We're going to take that call, and while Betty is working with that call, I would read Nikolai's comment. Betty, anything you want to say before we take the next caller?
Well, you know, actually, I read her comment and got an answer. So I really want to just deal with that before we go to the next call.
Okay. Go ahead.
No, because I am in the chat room as well, and I had a chance to read her comments, her questions. One of the things I want to say is relationships are always about us. It's never about the other person. And she asked in her question, scroll up, is what he was thinking or if he was seriously thinking about everything. She's putting too much energy and concern on what he's thinking and feeling and not on what she's thinking and feeling. One of the things the guys are saying is, you know, you're too much in your head with this, too much energy in your head of what if and how come and this person came back together. You're, instead of saying, this is what I choose to experience, this is how I choose to be in relationship to a guy that's coming in my life, is this person in alignment with that? Is he in alignment? She needs clear, crystal intentions. She really needs to say, this is what I now choose to experience with the person, whether it's with this person who returned or anybody else, and if that person is in alignment with it. You know, it's a good thing right now. They're saying that you're not together because with the energy you're putting out of not being sure or guessing or I'm trying to wait for him, that means he's going through some things too. And you really, you're only going to get back what you're putting out, and that won't make for a good relationship. What they've been trying to get you to do is sort of just step away. Get out of your head, step away from this, sort of go within, and they're trying to get you to say, look, this is who I am. This is now what I deserve. This is the relationship that I want. You know, this is how I choose to be in it. Now, is this person in alignment with that? You cannot force. Cannot wish, cannot hope for another person to be what they're not being in relationship to you. You can always ask for trouble. So what they're saying is there are some shifts and there are some things going on with him. There are a lot of things going on with you right now, that union, you know, that you want to have with him probably wouldn't work out as great as you would want it, which will cause more mental conflict and more mental things. And so they're saying, right now it's time to just step away from it and let him do what he needs to do. You do what you need to do, and just send out some clear intentions, some focus of now what you desire, not what you desire from him, but what you now desire to be in a relationship with anybody, and how you envision it, how you see that. And then ask yourself, does he fit, is he in alignment with that? Because if he's not, you can't force him to be. So they don't want you to put much focus. Right now, there's a lot of changes going on, so this is not the best time, energy-wise, to try to figure him out. You know, because you've not figured you out yet.
Ooh, that's, I'm going to jump in right there, because that's exactly, you just, ooh, I was waiting. It was like, what do they call that thing when you just run into jump in? I was wanting to jump in. I'm going to jump in right now. You need time to take, to figure yourself out. Here's the question you asked last week. The first question you asked last week was, well, you said, my name is blah, blah, blah. My boyfriend, breaking up. I read this. Okay, so you're breaking up. You and your boyfriend are breaking up and moving out. I know. No. Let me just read it as you typed it. My name is blah, blah, blah. Do you see? There you go. Do you see me and my boyfriend breaking up and moving out? I know if I have to ask the question, then I know the answer. But maybe just need confirmation. We're hanging on a thread. I know his heart belongs to someone else. So stop right there, like Steve Harvey would say. Stop right there. From that question to the question you're asking today, meeting somebody else that you've always loved, I am confused. Call me dumb, but I am totally confused. If you're breaking up with somebody and you just met somebody else, wait a minute. Forget psychic and spirit guide and coaching. Stop right there. Answer that for me, and I'll be more than happy to help you out. But between the question you asked last week and the question you asked this week, it sounds like you need to figure yourself out. Unless you just, I don't know, you just dot, dot, dot. Okay, so answer that question for me. Between the question you asked last week and the question you're asking this week, there's something missing. Can you please tell me what's missing? Because something is missing. Okay, let's move on to 857 area code. And let's see if I'm good with area codes. Is that a New Jersey area code or not?
No, it's not New Jersey.
Okay. Okay, well, I tried. Where is it from? What's your name?
It's in Massachusetts. My name is Melissa.
I'll never get that right. Well, I guess I was close. No, shut up.
It's East Coast, Northeast.
Thank you very much. Thank you. You got my back. Betty was trying to be mean, but thank you for having my back. Betty was like, no, no, don't even try it. And what's your name?
My name is Melissa.
Melissa, okay. What's your question?
Betty, well, the both of you, I have been going through a very hellacious experience with my in-laws. It has been, even before my husband and I got married, it's just been very nasty. We've been together for 5 years. We've been married a year. And his mother, I mean, his sisters are not as bad. They still get bad. They're still nasty. But his mother is doing the guilt trip thing. She's being super emotional. She's asked for power of attorney. And I am kind of just at my wit's end with it all because I've tried. And I don't know what to do. I don't know how nasty this is going to get. I don't know why this woman is acting like this. I'm nervous that he's going to crack and give her power of attorney, and that might just be my own fears. But I just need to know, just what do I do? Where do I go? I don't even know how to process that at this point. I'm just kind of wondering, how do I deal with these people without losing myself?
Well, Melissa, the first thing, and I'll speak and then let Adi speak after this. The very first thing that I got was, the first thing they want you to do is take some deep breaths and be grounded. Mm. You're sort of ungrounded right now. You're all over the place.
Right.
With this. And what you're doing in essence is you're saying, I have no control over this. I'm giving you my power. So I'm just sort of going crazy all over. It seems like there is something that you, are you married?
Yes.
You said you're married. So it seems like there's some decision that you and your husband need to make about all of this concerning it's your mother-in-law, right?
Right.
Concerning. The thing is, you know this. You know what it is that you really need to do in regards to her. The problem may be is that you're having a difficult time figuring out how to do it, just want to keep the peace with everybody. It's like, you know, I'm sort of a peaceful person. I don't want to do things that's going to cause a little disharmony here or there. She's doing it to us. And so you're having this mental conflict of how to deal with this lady, knowing that it is your husband's mother, and what to do about it. And the thing is that you almost feel like you're by yourself. You're like in your own little corner. It's otherwise,
yes.
Even though your husband's there, it's like, this is my battle. And I don't know how to deal with it. Well, your guys are saying, first of all, you need to, you know, to speak your truth. You know, I can see why this message, and I'm going to say at the very end of the show, I want everyone to really listen to it, because it speaks to every person who has called in so far. But you really now have to deal with this out of your truth and your integrity, and put that out there, because they say when you do that, that's when you're going to see a shift. It's not about trying to make peace, you know, with her. You have no control over what she's feeling, what she's doing, or what she is being. You only have control over how you're going to respond to it. And they're saying you have to respond to it through your own truth, and through your own belief and integrity, and you're going to see that things begin to switch and go favorably for you when you do it. You have to get out of your mind of how you're going to interact with her, and you sort of just have to let it flow from your own truth. Does that make sense?
It makes absolute sense. The only thing is And I'm going to be honest, like, I'm checking in with myself, I'm trying to see where I'm at with this. It's just, I am afraid that I'm going to be too, what's the word? I'm going to be too strong, too blatant, and I don't want to hurt my husband, but I feel like he's just being passive with it all, and it's driving me nuts.
Right, okay, so here's the thing, and clearly, if you're asking a question, all we ask is honesty, and that, and the honesty is not even for us, it's for you. And what you said, here's the thing, what Betty said, you're all over the place emotionally. The first thing you want to do,
And I love the fact that you said you're checking in with yourself. See, it's one thing to check in while you're emotionally out of balance, out of alignment. It's another thing to check in while you're just feeling in alignment and grounded. You need some time to just be with yourself and claim back the power of your true attorney. So when you come from there, understand. So now you're looking at what's happening in your mother-in-law. You're looking at what she's doing. And in your mind, you're thinking, this is how I would have handled that if she was my mother. You look at your husband's like, why is he not in what I think he should be doing? He's being passive. So there is already judgment going on there. So you look at you now, you're feeling yourself as the bad one because he should be doing this. Why is he not doing that? But what you want to do is bring yourself to a place where you step once again into the power of your own attorney, the truth. So when you give yourself the space to really see clearly what's going on, not looking at the worst thing that could ever happen, what you're afraid of, say, okay, God, I am willing to see the big picture. I tell you this, what you're going through right now, it's not to your detriment. There's actually a gift in it. If you're willing to unwrap it, there's a gift. Release all judgment. And that's going to require some forgiveness work. Release judgment on your mother-in-law side. Release judgment on your husband's side. And release judgment on your side. Release the judgment. Forgive. Forgive means to allow the love, to give the love that you want, to give it, to be the first one to give the love. Give yourself the love. And then when you come from that place, you can communicate with your husband. You can tell the truth. Like, honey, this is hard on me. You might have said to him, well, I've been judging how you responded to your mother. I actually think you should have been doing this or that. But I really want to hear what you think should happen because I'm afraid. Emotionally, I can't handle this. I need your help. I need us to work this together. When you communicate from your heart, the other person will listen. So you need to first start focusing on what can go wrong and anticipate what is going to go right. And it's a lot easier when you're being still. And work on releasing the judgment. What you're going through is not easy. I don't take it lightly. I know Betty doesn't take it lightly. But be gentle with yourself. This is a spiritual transformation. You're going through one of the hardest spiritual experiences you're going to go through. If you can go through this, you've gotten the other side and you're like, ooh, wow. So now, surrender. Do not resist. Some of it is going to be painful, but surrender. Do not resist. Communicate with your husband from a place of compassion, even if there is judgment. I find myself judging the way you're being, and I don't really want to do that. But emotionally, I'm out of balance. I need your help. I just need you to tell me it's going to be okay. I need you to let me know we're going to be fine after all of this. I don't know what to do. From that place, you can start creating a new way of being. You can start creating the solution to this. It's a gift. And it looks like it stinks right now, but if you can just brace yourself, hold your breath every now and then, but stay connected, stay grounded, and take deep breaths and say, okay, God, help unwrap this gift.
Yes. One other thing is you mentioned being afraid of showing your strength or they perceiving it. You know, be very careful when you make a decision on what to do, that you're not looking into the future, looking at a screen like a movie and seeing it played out and saying, okay, and now I'm going to come back to the present and then play it out based on what I'm seeing in a future event. You know, talk to your husband like Ade said, but without expectation. Without expectation is how it should play out for you. Follow your own strength. Do what you want, but in that place of the now moment. You know, you might be surprised how it actually turns out. And you can never, ever have forced anyone to understand or accept your strength or how you be. It's just how you are. So embrace that. Put that out
there.
I'm
sorry.
Go ahead.
I just don't want that strength. I don't want my – let me rephrase that. I don't want that expression of how, like, I'm going to say what I need to say to damage my relationship because this is somebody's mother. But I'm, like, boiling because my inner Tupac wants to come out. And I just don't know that I can control the expression. And I think maybe I should have said expression. It's really more the expression, because it's like I'm suppressing, and then I'm just going to get to a point where I boil over. And I don't want to do that. But I feel like if I don't do that, nobody hears me, because that's how they communicate. That's their love language. That's how they communicate. Anything softer than that, and they're stepping all over you.
But remember, they can only communicate back to you how you are being. So if that is coming at you that way, this is a perfect opportunity to sit back and say, what am I putting out that is allowing them to come at me this way? Because like can only come to like. So her huge learning here is, you know, everybody comes into our life to teach us something. Perhaps this whole scenario is teaching you about your own strength. And living in your own truth and integrity. And they're mirroring this back to you so that you can see this. You cannot, any time you worry, any time you are concerned, any time you are trying to figure others out, you're not living in a present moment with the situation. You're in a future moment with the situation. And so, in essence, you're looking for answers for something that may or may never happen.
Right.
And you're saying, I'm putting more worry. Worry means creating. It means I want to create the very thing I'm trying to stop. So you
right.
have to now say, this is my truth. I have no control of how you're going to see it. I'm not saying to my husband, you know, that I'm not loving you. I'm dealing with your mother in the way it's truthful and with me. But I'm dealing with her with my truth and respect and integrity. I'm not, but I have no control of how anyone else is perceiving that. Do you understand? So you
right.
have to do what you know is best for you and in alignment with you, and put out of your mind how anybody else is going to perceive or think it. That's controlling. That's just, I want to make sure people see me in a certain light or understand me in a certain way, and I want to make everybody happy. You already know what you want to do. You already know what you need to say, but you're putting too much energy on how what you want to do and say is going to relate to everybody else.
And I want to add this. I hear you say, what you said earlier remind me, you want to go up to them and say, bring your street game. Bring your street game. You want to be a ninny on them. See, the thing that is triggering the street game in you that makes you want to bring it, where's Barbara Walters now? You know, the thing that makes that you want to just take it to the street, because that's how I'll communicate. Here's the thing. That emotion that you're feeling, I would actually separate that emotion from your strength. What you're feeling there ain't got nothing. I said ain't got nothing to do with your mother-in-law or your husband. That's unresolved emotional pain that you need to be with. Because you're saying, if I talk to them calmly in this spiritual way and come from a place of compassion, they can't hear it. Let me just
They
bring
don't
my-
hear it, but I'm I don't mean to cut you off. They don't hear it.
Wait a minute. That was last week, and that was yesterday. Where this is now, I'm saying to you that when you want to bring your street game, because they're bringing it up, I'm telling you they're just a trigger for the street game that's already in you. When you find peace with your street game that is within you, and you can realize, like Nene, who wants to bring a street game, but she's raising money for a domestic violence charity, I agree. But here's the thing. Oh my God, why is this happening? But I surrender. So here's the thing. You're like, ooh, I want love. I want charity. I want love. I want joy. But I'm about to bring my street game, because I want to raise compassion for my husband and myself. But I'm going to have to take it to the street. Here's the thing. What Betty said, what they respond to is what they're hearing in you. You need to resolve that part of you that wants to just take off your earrings and get the Vaseline out. Find peace within yourself with that. When you find peace with that first, that's your work to be done. That is your word. That's the gift they're giving you. That part of you that thinks, like, hell no, ain't nobody going to do that to me or my husband. Oh, no, I'm about to go there right now. You need to be able to find peace with that, love yourself, address the unresolved issue in that area, then come from a place of strength. And your strength is the God in you. When you resolve, see, the part that you're afraid of is you got the strength, but you're afraid that her girlfriend Nini is going to show up. archetype, that is. You're afraid, like, camera's on, and I don't want it. I just want to put Star. I want Star to come up and be, I'm not going to go there with you right now. But they're not going to hear it because you're conflicted within yourself. You got your answer. You know the deal.
Okay.
You
got your
answer.
Oh, can I just... Look at your mother-in-law and say... You're fired.
Can I just add to that? You are 1,000% correct, but I think that I've made like I own it, and I know that she's very very much alive and she's very much there. But I choose not to go into that energy because it takes so much out of you. It's so counterproductive for when you're trying to get things done. But I'm
let me say this. The thing is, not to interrupt you, but you are already in that energy.
Hello, that's what I was going to say. The energy has already got you.
The energy. You're thinking by not doing a certain thing that you're not going to the energy, but you're already in it. You have to understand, only if they're in your face this way, if they're coming to you this way, this is a means for you. It's like your spirit saying, let me show you, Melissa, what you are being. Because we only give back to us what we are being.
That's
so
right.
You are already in the energy. You now have to say, is this the energy I choose to stay in? If it's let me shift that. Okay? You have to understand you're already there. So now it's up to you to say, how do I shift out of it?
And here's the thing. Not only are you already there, that energy that you're trying to say, no, don't show that side of me. Please be quiet. That's already got you. It's funny because I've asked myself, why am I watching Celebrity Apprentice? I mean, I never used to watch it, but I'm following. But here's the thing, and I'll say this, and we're going to take next call. If you don't be honest with yourself, you said it's there, or you said I'm right 1,000%, the energy is there. Be with that. Find out why you get triggered like that. Where is that coming from? Or what's going to happen is you're going to end up walking off on a task like Neely. You're going to walk away. And maybe not from your marriage, but you're going to walk away from yourself and an opportunity to raise money for your charity, for the love in your house, you will miss it. But you know what? Wherever you go, there you are. You can't deny it. If you're denying it, it's present. Nini, I didn't know Nini was a spiritual teacher, man. I thought she was teaching me something. But she's
well,
showing you, if you don't deal with the street game in you, you're going to end up walking on this task that God is placing on your lap. So you're either going to be fired or you're going to get the task done. It's on you, Melissa.
Okay.
Bring your spiritual street game.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You call back next month or call in during the week next week. Let us know how it went, okay?
Will do.
Thank you. I know you can handle it. You got it. All right, Melissa. Thank you. Woo, that was exciting. Spiritual tag team with Betty Pigee, psychic Betty Pigee, the life coach. I just love when that happens. I feel all this energy surging through me. I can't even control myself. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Nikolai, okay, so you said in the chat room that I'm getting you confused with somebody else. I thought maybe I did. Then I went back to my notes. I'm not. I am not confused. And, I am not confused. So what I am confused about, you said, I am not living with anyone right now. I did ask if I should meet up with someone from my past, but I am and have been single since last June. I think you have me confused with someone else. I took time out since last June to try and figure out how I really feel and what I want. Okay, you didn't finish that statement. But here's the thing. Well, I'm going to just do this, and we're going to take a call. Ooh, don't play with me. I'm a fire sign. I can go there. I can be like Melissa and bring my street game. Okay, so here's the thing. I'm not going to go back and forth with this, but I'm certain about what I got here, and if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. If I'm right, I'm right. I have nothing to prove. I'm just seeking clarity. So here's a private message that I got from you last week. And it says, Nikolai says, unless somebody else is using your account, you can try that. But here it is. I'm going to copy and paste it in the chat room. It said, okay, here we go. Let me do this because I refuse to be confused because I'm here to be of service. Okay, so let's see. Where is this? Is this? Okay, good. I guess we don't need the whole thing. thing. Let me take some of this out, Betty. And what I'm going to do, Betty, while I'm trying to post this in the chat room for Nikolai, we're going to take the next caller because we're getting ready to wrap up calls. Hopefully we can get to everybody, but it don't look like it. But let's see what we can do. Let's go to Tamara, Joyful Tamara Joy.
Hey, guys. How are ya?
Fine.
Good. I'm doing good, too. Betty, I have a question. I'm developing my relationship with God and spirit, and I've been thinking a lot about my mother's mother. Her name was Edith, and I wondered if I'm just thinking of memories or if she's actually around me right now and who my spirit guides are. I just want to really know who's with me and know them.
You know, whenever we're thinking of someone out of the blue, I don't know how long you've been thinking of her.
Well, I've been thinking of her since Mother's Day, and it has to do with my relationship with myself and my developing a kinder, gentler mother to my own self. So I was thinking about my mother, I was thinking about her mother, and just, you know, feeling them and pulling out what parts of them felt nurturing and integrating them, I guess.
Well, as you were thinking about her, you're thinking about mothering your own self. What qualities does she hold?
I was thinking about how my mother said she was so angry and would scream and all her anger, and I thought about how my grandmother was with me and my sisters and that she was gentle with us and quiet. I mean, I didn't really know who she was, but there was a kindness there.
Uh-huh.
And we would take turns going and staying over her house with her, and it was kind of lonely because she I didn't feel like she was really there, and like I said, I couldn't really tell who she was, but she was never angry with us. And I'm just thinking about that.
Well, what I'm getting is don't put too much stock into trying to make a connection with that thought process of thinking about her and where you're at right now in your life today. Is mothering to your children or to yourself? Do you have kids, Tamara?
Yeah, I have a 21-year-old daughter.
21-year-old. So I'm not quite picking up the connection from your guys as to why she came up during Mother's Day and how it relates to where you're at, you know, right now. So I'm just thinking from what they're telling me, it just happened to be a thought
that
came up during that time. There's really nothing significant in it. You know, this person, when you describe her, does not sound anything like you.
Right.
And maybe that was the message in it as you're thinking about yourself to help you focus on what you are not. You know, sometimes the best way to see what we are is to focus on what we are not. You know, I'm not this. I am not that. And perhaps by comparing yourself to her, you can see just really how wonderful you are. If there's anything you want to get out of that. I'm not picking up a guy's name right now.
Okay.
You.
Yeah, I think what I'm getting when I think about my mother and my two grandmothers and is that I didn't really get a clear experience of good mothering in a certain way. I got little bits and pieces, but I guess it's self-compassion that I'm developing out of thin air, if you will, how to be loving to myself is what it feels like.
One of the things I'm getting is that if you're going to go back in the past and think about your grandparents, pick out some moments where they were good.
Yeah.
Where they were nice. We tend to like to go back in our past. And I don't particularly care to do it at all, period. But when I do now, and there's a lot of reason for me to go back in and look at some bad things and try to compare them to my life today or how I'm being today, I tend to now look back at the good one, the good memories, and say, you know what, this is what I can use in my life today. I remember this is what made me happy back then. Let me see how I can bring up some of those moments, you know, particularly if I lived a life in poverty or hardship. There were moments where I had, you know, we all have happy moments in those bad times. What got me to that point during that time? Could I bring those moments, that strength that I used back then to make me happy during all of this and apply it to my life today? So I like to tell people, if you got to go back in the past and all, let's retrain our mind to go back and bring up some of those strengths that we had to get through issues and things. Bring up some of that power that we used to bring happy moments and say, let me now apply that to my life now. If it worked then, it can work better now because I'm in a better place.
Right.
And it can only help me. And sometimes, you know, we get thoughts from our past, maybe just to show us how far we've come.
Right.
And not look at it for any other reason than that. And so here, Mother's Day could be like your spirit saying, look how far you've come. Look how far you've come. Let's not look at the past from these women with anything other than love and appreciation, but look how far you come. You're not a product of past.
Yes, absolutely.
You know,
Thanks. So yes.
That's how I look at it.
Okay.
And so it is. Thank you, Tamara. Joyful,
thanks,
Tamara,
guys.
Joy.
Love
you're very
you.
Welcome.
Thank
we're going to take one more call. Thank God only one person got their hand up because this last call we're taking. I see some people just called in, but we're getting ready to release the show. But before we take that call, I want to just do this. So here's a back and forth between Nikolai and I, and for those of you who listen live, the comments I got from Nikolai, the username last week, was saying, my name is Montserrat. Do you see me and my boyfriend breaking up, blah, 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 blah. Nikolai today said, that is so odd. I am not Montserrat. My name is Christina, and I'm not living with anyone other than my 11-year-old son. Haven't lived with anyone since 2007. Anyway, thanks for all your advice, and you were right. I need to figure out what I want from all of this. Well, I don't know what happened. Same username, but I'm just going to go with your last statement. And the whole thing is, you said in the comments earlier, I'm not going to scroll up, that he jumped into a relationship or something like that. When you figure out what you need, everything else will fall into place. Everything else. Let's take the last call, which is a 562 area code. 562, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Yvonne. I'm calling from Long Beach.
Hello, Yvonne. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Sure, can you slow down? Can we at least find out how you're doing? You know, let's see what's going on. Don't just jump into the question. We got you.
I'm in good spirits, even though I got some crazy kind of unsure news yesterday. I went to the doctor, and they told me that they want to do a biopsy on my a part on my vagina area because there's a growth there, and it's different color than my skin. I know I'm getting personal, but I want to see if she sees if there's any cancer there, and I'm prepared to see if she sees anything because that's June 3rd. But I just want to know if my health will be good with that going on.
Well, Betty, before you say something, I got to say this. Here's the thing. And it's good that you're personal because if you want to talk to your guy, be personal. But here's the thing. You really want to think about your answer. And what I'm saying is, you want to know if it's cancer. So when you know if it's cancerous, then what? Because
I'm prepared because a couple of people in my family, you know, older than me had it, and
Wait a minute. Let me just bring Betty on. Let me bring the spirit guys. Because you're saying you're prepared for. Okay.
No,
Betty,
prepared
go ahead.
To deal with it in a good way instead of being like some people I know don't take it well. And
how
I
about
think,
prepared not to even deal with it at all? How about just saying, you know what? That's not my reality. But okay,
yeah, I mean, that's what I'm going to be saying, too, that it's not going to be the end of the world. It's going to be okay. Yeah.
I just want to make sure you're preparing for cancer. Okay, well, bring it on. I can handle it. Okay.
No, I don't want you to think, like, okay, yeah, because it's not a great thing to have. But, I mean, I just want to be in high spirits. Like, if I would tell someone who else have it, like, don't think it's the end of the world for you kind of attitude. That's how.
Power is in it now. Go ahead, Betty. Are you there?
You know what? I had to call back. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, because I lost the call. So for a moment, I was out of the chat room and out of offline. So I didn't even hear the question at all.
Okay. Go on, Yvonne. Ask your question.
Okay. I went to the doctor yesterday, and they saw a growth on me in the cervix area, and they're going to do a biopsy on me June 3rd to see if it's cancer or not, because it's a different color than my skin. I guess that's a sign to them that they want to check it out first or whatever. But I wanted to see if you can see anything with my health going on with that, or what's going to happen next, or they're going to have to do any, you know. I don't know, you know, what's going to happen.
I love the energy of the second question. It's a total different question from the first one. But anyway, go ahead. It's a different energy, I love it.
Does this cancer have to do with, like, female organs or anything like that?
Yes, the cervix area. There's a growth there. They want to, take off a piece or fumble it or something.
Oh, okay. Well, this is what I'm getting. You know, it's funny how, as my friend Emilio would say, how we're all connected and doing things. I recently talked to a lady yesterday who was ready to die and was worried if she was going to die like her mother. And,
mm-hmm.
and it's funny when I caught the very end of the cancer story, but I didn't get the question. This is the thing. You are... they want you to shift your energy on now how this is all going to work out. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I know you're saying you want to be prepared and not be doom and gloom like most people when they hear a prognosis such as you got cancer.
Yeah, because my auntie, I was telling the guy there, I'm not sure if his name is Adele, because I'm new to the show. But I was telling him that, a couple of people in my family, like my auntie, she was the kind that she passed away 3 years ago from breast cancer. But they told her she had terminal ill cancer. And she just took it like you said, like that lady took it like, well, I'm ready to die. But I'm not like that kind of attitude. I'm like totally different. Like I'm ready to prepare to fight and to move on with life and get rid of it because I know that's not the end of the thing. I mean, but if you put your mind in that state of mind, then you will die for something like that.
You will. That's not your faith. What they want you to do is this. They're saying, once something surfaces in our body, we have to deal with it. Go through the proper changes, things like that. But you also now present out the intent that is now no longer, and that's all. And so, as you go through the normal changes, they want you to be positive and say, this is not happening, or send out that clear, crisp intent that if there is something there, the problem has already been taken care of. If you do have the cancer, what came up to me was a female problem, organ problem. And so what came up was that, you want us to start looking. They're going to start sending things to you to look at, to read. This is sort of like a call for you to say, there's some things you may need to relook at in your self-health wise. There's new food you may need to eat, a new way you're doing things in your life. But send out that intention that, this has already been taken care of. You don't want to say, if I get it, then I'm going to be okay. What you're doing is you're cutting off the traction that, there's a possibility for me to have this cancer. Otherwise, saying, I don't have cancer. If I do have it at this particular moment, I am now getting over it. I am now being cured from it. Now you have to, you now have to really put out the intention, like, I'm going to be okay with it, but saying, if it has surfaced in my body, I'm going to go through the proper channels. I'm going to maybe relook at how I eat or what I'm doing in my life as this clears up. And this future past. And put that sentiment energy out there right now. It really is now what you think. They don't want you to think any more about accepting it.
The whole thing is, and that's the energy I was getting in the beginning, because we're getting ready to release the show. When you say, well, if it is, I'm not going to be like somebody else, I'm prepared to fight this. You have nothing to prove to yourself or God or anyone. Start working on yourself. You're already looking at this from a broader perspective, saying, what do my guys have to say about this? So I do what I need to do. And as Betty said, shift your energy. Just because it's in your family doesn't mean they have to be your reality. Medical staff or doctors be like, oh, what are you talking about? No, you're already in a place where you're stepping into your own power. Start working on your mind and your thoughts and stop attracting to yourself. Now, when you do go back to do the test, you actually have the test confirmed that you have the power within you to create your own reality. If it's
because your mind is a powerful thing, right? Like people say, like, you know.
Exactly. So your work is right now, do any forgiveness work you need to do. Forgiveness for thinking it might happen to you, but you're going to take it on if it happens to you. Forgive yourself for saying, well, I remember auntie that died 3 years ago. She just gave up on life, but I ain't going to do that. You don't know what you're going to do. Forgive yourself right now. Flood yourself with so much love that when you go back and get the test, you were like, wow, God is real in my life. God is real. You do the work you need to do, and whatever the result, you stand in the now. Your power is in the now, and there is no illness in God. There's no sickness in God. If you believe in God as a man, so be it. But God as pure love, pure joy, the life force that is moving through you does not deal with sickness. You stand in that, let go, surrender, and allow the love to flow through every soul of your body. And you know right here, right now, you're home. That's all you need to do.
But what did Betty mean when they're going to start sending me things to read? That'll be the last question, because she said they're going to start sending me things to read.
We're not there. Today, in this now, you do this spiritual work where you sit still and forgive yourself for judging others how they dealt with it, for saying, when it comes, I'm going to fight it. And now there's a sign. Let that go. Forgiveness simply means allowing love. Allow compassion. Allow understanding. Trust the process. They haven't sent you anything now, so we can't even talk about that. In this now that you're calling in to ask, what must I do? What needs to happen? Allow the love of God that you are to flow through your beingness, the truth, the essence of who you are, to remind you that there is no sickness in you. There's no illness in you. You get so flooded by that that when you do show up, they confirm whatever they need to confirm, and then you will be led by your spirit to do what is necessary.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you.
So it is. Thank you. Woo! Life is good and it's getting better. And Betty, well, you know, we produced the show, but, you know, the show produced itself. All is going in and out and all this good stuff and everything. And what can I say? Betty, are you there? You're kind of quiet.
Well, I'm listening to you. I'm feeling your spirit. I'm listening to you bring your spirit game.
Ooh, I bring my spirit game. I feel it now. And you can't nobody. I can't get fired. I can get fired up. I am fired up. I mean, I just have to wrap it because I need to just say okay. But you know, Yvonne, make sure you give us a call. Send us an email. Life Coach Ade. You can send me an email from Life Coach Ade. You can go to Betty's website, which is Betty Piggies. Last name is spelled PEGUES.weebly.com, or you can find it on Facebook, or just look on the homepage on Blog Talk Radio. Give us an update. Let's know what's going on. Deal with the now. Let go of the fight. There is nothing to fight. Yourselves don't need to fight themselves. Yourselves are here to help you remember and recognize who and what you are. No fight is necessary. I am going to just release the show because more is coming up, but I don't know if I should stop. But go on, Betty, say something because I can't stop.
Well, I need you to stop because I need to give my spirit guide message for everyone out there that I've been telling them I'm going to give them.
Okay,
so
I'm going to send the show so everybody can hear it, but after the spirit
guide. You don't have to send it too much, but
no.
I really do need to get the message because I know it really will relate to what a lot of people are going through right now, particularly the callers. So the message, and now I really see why they was prompting me to give this particular message today. So the message is, in a nutshell, is about you. It's all about you, and it's never been about anyone else. This is not about being selfish, but with integrity being true to whom you are and what you are now choosing to be, while allowing others to do the same. What do you need now to feel whole and complete? What is really important to you? How are you changing, choosing to live your life? What is your truth? And is it up to your standards? you cannot successfully live by someone else's set of rules. We are often unaware of what is really going on around us. So make sure not to be drawn into others' dramas and do not compromise your beliefs. Instead, hold on to your integrity in all situations and use sound judgment when making choices. Outer appearances can be deceiving. So courageously seek the nitty-gritty before taking action on anything, and be clear and do not rush. Always be true to what you believe in and be in balance. So that's the message for the day. It really is about you. It really is about your truth. It really is about how you're choosing now to live your life. It really is about, you know, feeling whole and complete. It really is about living with your integrity. It's never and never has been about the other person. So find the balance, find your center, live your truth, because it's all about you right now. So
it's all about you, and you can't give what you don't have. If you're not full up, there's nothing to give out. So you got to be so selfish that you get so full that when people come to you, what they're receiving is what's overflowing. Your cup runneth over. So you don't feel drained. You think of time when you've helped somebody, you're drained because you only gave a little bit that you had. So there's nothing for you, and now they're gone, and now you're mad that they took it, and now they used it. So it's about us. One of the things I want to share in the chat room that Compassionate Renegade shared, she said, lots of food, lifestyle and attitude adjustment can support reproductive health. Healing happens in the mind first, then the body. Healing happens in the mind, then the body. It really is about us. We have this thing about selfish, selfish, selfish. Well, we get to rethink that. We get to have a new way of looking at selfishness, because everything is a reflection, a representation of who and what you are. And when you can be that place for healing, when you can be that place for love, when you can be the light that you're looking for, when you can be the solution to all the questions, then there's nothing else to worry about. So it is about taking life easy, doing your spiritual practice, understanding that you can tune in an instant and get an answer. And if not, the universe is constantly talking and speaking through and as you, through different people. Stay present. Stay present. If you're not present, you're absent. And when you're absent, you miss out. All of your power lies in the now. All of your power lies in the now. All of your power lies in the now. Right now is where all your power is. And in this moment, you can shift and change anything you choose to shift and change. It's up to you. And everything else is there to support you. We're getting ready to release the show. Spiritual Tag Team will be back next month, first Wednesday and second Wednesday of the month, June. And but Betty's going to be here doing a co-producing thing behind the scene. I'm back tomorrow for the show Masculinity and Spirituality tomorrow, Thursday. Follow the show. Share the show on your social network pages. Listen to the show again, especially if you called it. Listen to it again from a different space. And understand that God is simply love in you as you. That's what we are. And everything that you're going through and going to and growing through is simply an opportunity for you to know yourself as power. Betty, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And what a show, huh?
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
What a show with all this energy. Well, I'll be talking to you in a few minutes, Betty, and I love you, I bless you, I appreciate you, and I thank God for
thank
you. All of you in the
thank
chat
everybody
room.
Everybody who called in,
yes.
All who's in the comments in the chat room.
Mm-hmm. Yes, all of you, Compassion Renegade, silent listeners, the guests, you may be listening to different platforms, Wally Moon, notably Nisi, Tamara Joy, and all the other people that we missed out. It's been real. I'm going to play a song, but that's it. After the song, it's gone. I extended the show because we wanted to get everything in. But I think we just need to just, you know, they say singing is praying twice. Let's pray twice. Let's go to Karen Drucker. I started playing it earlier. And but before I do Karen Drucker, let me tell you what we're about. We help you do this. What do we help them do, Mr. P? Mr. P, tell them. Tell them. Tell them.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Be the change. change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
And the world needs you to live your best life. Here's Karen Drucker. You can find out more about her by going to her website, karendrucker.com. Everything, all is well. Peace and blessings. Be well.
All is well.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.